More choice is on the way. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The vice president-elect says the repeal of Obamacare will begin as promised January 20th.
It'll literally begin on day one.
Even though it's a Friday. And the result will be more choice.
A future that is built not on growing government, not on mandates, not on taxes, but rather a future that's built on giving the American people more choices in health care.
However, when reporters started asking specific questions about the transition to the new system,
the president-elect's advisor said on TV that nobody who has insurance now under Obamacare will go without it. Is that also your priority, that nobody who has insurance now?
There were no answers.
How do you prevent private insurers from pulling out? Once you repeal.
Obviously, they don't know what happens if Obamacare is repealed before a replacement's ready. I'm one of those skeptics who would at least like a glimpse of the magic beans which will cut the cost of health care and provide more choices, even as people with pre-existing conditions are allowed to sign up at will, while healthy people don't have to sign up ever. Because that would let people wait until they're sick before buying insurance, meaning insurance companies would have to start paying hospital claims immediately, meaning premiums would have to be about $12,000 a week. Now, it's true that by law, a hospital still has to save your life even if you have no money, but then it would immediately sue you for payment, at which point your options would be pay in cash, sell everything, or go bankrupt. Although, if you put it that way, I guess you would be getting more choices after all, wouldn't you? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.